from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Cory Booker broke the record for the longest Senate speech ever, speaking for 25 hours and 5 minutes. The New Jersey Democrat started his marathon speech at 7 p.m. It's Monday night in protest of the Trump administration.
If you love your neighbor, if you love this country, show your love. Stop them from doing what they're trying to doing.
Booker spoke in protest of President Trump's tariff steps Trump's taking to dismantle the Department of Education and other policies, saying the nation is in crisis. His speech went longer than South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond's 24-hour and 18-minute filibuster of a civil rights bill back in 1957. Meantime, one of Booker's staffers is under arrest for carrying a pistol on Capitol grounds without a license. That was just minutes before Booker took to the Senate floor for his speech. Kevin Batts is a special assistant for the lawmaker. He was arrested after failing to go through security. The most powerful Democrat in one North Jersey town is working his new teaching job after being released from federal prison earlier this year. Hillside Democratic Committee Chair Anthony Salter served 18 weeks in prison after pleading guilty to failure to file a tax return. Now he earns $80,000 as a teacher for homebound students. In a letter to his fellow Hillside teachers obtained by New Jersey 101.5, Salter said his time in prison was, quote, a total waste of taxpayer monies and a tremendous inconvenience. In its latest move against higher education, the Trump administration has halted several dozen federal research grants at Princeton University.
A campus message from the school's president said officials received notifications this week that grants were being suspended by agencies, including the Department of Energy, NASA, and the Defense Department. The rationale was not fully clear, but Princeton vowed to comply with the law. Princeton is the latest Ivy League school to have its federal funding jeopardized by the Trump administration. This month, Columbia University in New York agreed to several demands from the federal government after it pulled $400 million and threatened to cut much more. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Actor Val Kilmer is dead at the age of 65 of pneumonia. According to his daughter, who spoke to the New York Times, Kilmer's career started in the 1980s when he appeared in films such as Top Gun and Willow before a breakout performance as Jim Morrison in The Doors in 1991. His portrayal led to lead roles in the 90s in Tombstone and Heat before taking on the role of Batman in 1995's Batman Forever. The actor had been battling throat cancer for several years, with his final film role coming in 2022 in the Top Gun sequel, Top Gun Maverick, where Val Kilmer reprised his role as Iceman. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It's a little bit chilly out there. Temperatures mainly in the 30s as we start your Wednesday morning here. Some 40s along the coast, and it's going to stay cool today. Definitely jacket weather. Highs only make it to around 50. Clouds will fill in and we'll pick up an onshore breeze today. There is a chance of a rain shower moving into North Jersey this evening. Pretty limited. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies overnight with rising temperatures. We will briefly dip into the 40s this evening, then rising to the 50s by day break tomorrow morning. That'll set us up for a warm day tomorrow, although cloudy with a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm. Highs 70 to 75. And on Friday, we'll see showers in the morning and late at night. Lots of clouds in the middle. Highs will settle in the 60s on Friday. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Berkeley Heights, 33 degrees. It's 33 in Manalapan, Salem, 39. You can download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.